His majesty. All knees must bow at the sound of His name. He reigns over all. He is the governor of all nations. He rules over kingdoms. He rules over power. He rules over thrones. He is the Lord, the possessor of the universe, the governor among the nations, the El Elyon, the El Shaddai, the Lord that break into the cedars of Lebanon. Yes, He divided the mighty sea, the man of war, the commander of the host of heaven, the Lord of hosts, Almighty Yahweh, Holy God of Israel, who is like unto Him, glorious in holiness and fearful in praise. Let every living soul open his mouth. Let every living soul open his mouth, open his heart, and bless Jehovah. Bless Yahweh. Bless the King of Kings. Bless the El Shaddai. Bless the God of all possibilities. Bless the King that seated upon the throne. Adore Him. Adore Him and proclaim His excellency. Adore Him and proclaim His wonders. Adore Him and proclaim His greatness. Adore Him and proclaim His faithfulness. Adore Him and declare that He is worthy. He is worthy. He is worthy. Eternal King of Kings. Rakata poriaka shakaya. Makroboko sikaya kataya. Limarika toriaba. Sankromon. Remama Rabraka Limaraporia Shekeli Brakata Limakrabago Shekelia Sinkramaya Poria Bausakaya Mekeri Bakata Liaba Marapropoko Sikaya Kotaria Bosaka Limaria Porta Maria Kata Rakata Kurekosi Rikalia Proko Neketeria Kasuteri Sinkrakaturia Porta Mari Krakata. He that seated upon the throne of grace, He that seated upon the Holy of Holies, oh yes Lord, the unchangeable God, crowned in righteousness, crowned in holiness, mighty in battle, Holy God of Israel, let's destroy Him, destroy Him, destroy Him, destroy Him. Esode yabaya aboria sekaya kadara kataya kata limara krabaku sekaya kata limaria krobok sekaya fana nen transit to His presence, flow into His presence, my brother, flow into His presence, my sister. Let there not be any distraction as you are in the presence of the Lord. I can assure you, as you find an entrance into His presence, the power of the Most High God will flow to you. As the power of the Most High God will flow to you, the power of the Most High God will flow to you. In the name of the Lord Jesus, find an entrance, worship, open your spirit unto Him, open your soul, power, 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 power. Give Him gold, give Him frankincense, give Him man, yes, give Him all, give Him all the precious thing that you can give unto Him. Offer unto Him all sacrifice of your spirit. Go out to Him, everything in your soul, every out to Him, everything in your spirit and your life, and declare that He is worthy. He is worthy. He deserves the glory. He deserves the honor. He deserves the praises. He deserves the adoration. He deserves the power. He is worthy. There is none like Him. He is greater than the greatest. He is mightier than the mighty. He is wonderful. Oh Yaka. Rakata Yabosha. Oh, bless the Holy Lord
of Jesus Christ. Thank you. What a beautiful name it is.
Yes, Lord, what a beautiful name.
What a beautiful,
what a beautiful name. Yabonta Yaba.
The name of Jesus Christ.
What a beautiful name it is.
Yes.
Yes, Lord. That's a beautiful name. It's a wonderful name. It's a glorious name. It's a powerful name. It's an excellent name. Yes, the name of Jesus. The name of Jesus. The name of Jesus. The name of Jesus. The reign over all in heaven and on earth, even below. His name is Jesus. Sikale Maria Bobosata ya Probosata. Yes, what a beautiful name.
What a beautiful name.
Yes. As you sing that song, by the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I want to assure you, by the name of the Lord Jesus, that you will have an encounter with God's power today. Yes, you will have an encounter that will outlive you, an encounter that will outlive you. Yes, by the name of the Lord Jesus. That we transcend beyond you in the name of the Lord Jesus as we worship him. Yes, you will have an encounter. Yes, sing that song with Holy Spirit. Yes, you have a breakthrough and an encounter that we transcend you. We transcend your generation. As long as Jesus tarries, if we transcend you, is it going to be a permanent one? In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father. As you have a new experience of your presence today, in the name of the Lord Jesus, we worship you. We worship you. We worship you. We thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. We bless you. We bless you. Father, we thank you. We give you glory, Father. Wonderful name, Jesus. Glorious name, Jesus. Mighty name, Jesus. Excellent name, the name of Jesus. Oh, Father, we bow before your presence. We reverence you. We hallow you. And by the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, as we come to your presence this morning, blessed Jesus, we cry for a new experience. Lord, an experience that we will never forget. In the name of Jesus, we ask that you will reveal yourself to us. In these few minutes that we have, Lord, you can still do wonders. Lord, in these few minutes, Lord, you can still transform. Lord, in these few minutes, Lord, you can still rescue lives. You can still deliver. You can still heal. Let your power, oh God, be revealed. Even through, Lord, every means that your people will be hearing you. Whether through, oh God, whether it is through the audio, God Almighty, even through the YouTube, Lord, and any other means they want to hear you, Lord, in the name of Jesus, let your power flow to their lives. Thank you, Father. In the name of Jesus, we have prayed. Praise the living Jesus. Praise the living Jesus. It's my pleasure again to welcome you to this our faith clinic for the month of May. And the Lord has been good. Irrespective of what is going on in the nation and the world, the Lord is good. Say, the Lord is good. He's good. He's good. The Lord is not on sabbatical leave, on recess. He's not on recess. He's on his throne. And he reigns. He reigns. And his kingdom is forever. So we are going to look briefly into what we are called back, going back, or back to the kingdom. Back to the kingdom. Back to the kingdom. And we look into the scripture, Luke chapter 22, verse 29. And I appoint unto you a kingdom as my Father has appointed unto me. Praise the Lord. Please, do you have Amplified version there? Amplified, okay, yeah, beautiful. And as my Father has appointed a kingdom and conferred it on me, So do I confer on you the privilege and the decree. Hallelujah. And as my Father has appointed a kingdom and confide it on me, hallelujah, the Lord God of heaven appointed a kingdom, and that kingdom was conferred on Jesus, and Jesus in his faithfulness and love towards us, he decided to share what had been conferred on him to us. And he says, I also confer on you. What? He says, I confer on you what has been given to me. I also confer it unto you. And what is it? He said, the Amplified Version, you know, expatiated it and moved it like this. And he said, I confer on you the privilege and the decree of the kingdom. Hallelujah. When you look at this scripture, you see that you look at the authority that God gave unto Jesus. He was appointed, was given a kingdom. And when you go to the book of Daniel chapter 2, Daniel prophesied ahead of this kingdom. He spoke concerning this kingdom. Daniel chapter 2 verse 44. Look at it briefly. Okay. And in the days of these kings, there were so many kings, shall the God of heaven set up a kingdom which shall never be destroyed, nor shall his sovereignty be left to another people, but it shall break and crush and consume, hallelujah, all these kingdoms, and it shall stand forever. I read again. And in those days of this, no kings, many kings that are all, shall the God of heaven set up a kingdom which shall never be destroyed. The kingdom that can end up, you know, the book of Daniel, you know, gave us description of that kingdom. The kingdom that Jesus decided to share and confer on us. And says, look, though that kingdom, what is the characteristic of this kingdom? The kingdom can never be destroyed. It is a kingdom that stands forever. And he says, and not only that, the sovereignty of the kingdom is assured. The sovereignty of that kingdom stands forever. And he says, it can never be left to another people. But that kingdom, you know, has power to break, to crush. When you are talking of breaking, things can be broken. But if it is only broken, it can gather together again. But it says, not only to break, it will crush it. And when it crushes, what happened? It says, it will consume it. It will consume all these kingdoms. And there are so many kingdoms. But there is a kingdom. There are other kingdoms. There are kingdoms, but there is a kingdom. A kingdom is established to destroy kingdoms. Irrespective of the situation in your life, there are kingdoms that are involved. Every condition in life is being guided and being ruled by kingdoms. Irrespective of situation, whether you are, no, you are afraid, you are, there is a fear going on in your heart. Fear of COVID-19, if that is what is going on, it is under the rulership and control of a kingdom, of kingdoms. If you are, no, going through, no, you are tense up, you are going through depression, you are just seeing that your spirit is down. You are feeling lonely. You are feeling that, see, if the whole world will collapse, is also orchestrated from kingdoms against you. If it appears that you look at it yourself, it's failures, pains in your heart, and plans that you have set for the year. You look at it, at, how will I accomplish all these plans? They've not permitted us to leave our houses. They have restricted our movements. It is operation of kingdoms. It's perhaps your own is beyond that. It's just nightmares. Nightmares. Issues that you cannot explain. Oppressions. And it has gone beyond that. It is, you see yourself suffering from some manner of things you cannot explain. It is just an activity of what? Kingdoms. Sometimes you think you are alone. You are alone. Paul was like that. In the book of Second Timothy chapter 4, four sixteen. Let's look briefly into it. Paul had similar experience. 2 Timothy, please. 15:16. Second Timothy. Are we there? Let me just open my own scripture. Yes. 4:16. And I'm going to read. At my first answer, no man stood with me. No man stood with me. But all men forsook me. I pray God that it may not be laid in their charge. Paul was isolated. He was left alone. He was alone. He was going through trauma, pains. Nobody could come to his attention. Loneliness. But one thing happened about him or to him. Verse 17 says, notwithstanding, the Lord stood with me. The Lord stood with me because he was operating in a kingdom, not in kingdoms. Even kingdoms rose. But the kingdom that is higher rose against him, against all the kingdoms. And when the kingdom that rose against kingdom says, the Lord stood with me and strengthened me. The Lord will stand with you. I don't know what you are going through right now. I can assure you that if you come to this kingdom, you come back to the kingdom, God will stand with you. No matter the situation, God will stand with you. And what happened when God stand with him? He says, and strengthen me that by the preaching might be fully known, and that the Gentiles might hear, and I was delivered out. From where? Out of the mouth of the lion. Out of the mouth of the lion. There is only one power that can deliver you from the mouth of the lion, and that is the power of this kingdom. The power of this kingdom. And when we are talking of kingdom, we are talking of, there are three components in the kingdom. We have rule, we have authority, and we have power. We have rule, we have authority, and we have power in the kingdom. And once we say we are in the kingdom and we lose our rule, our authority, and kingdom, another kingdom will take over. And that kingdom will then be under the rule, and will be under the rule, under the authority, and under the power of the another kingdom. But today, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, as many of us that have been under the rule, under the authority, under the power of all strange kingdoms, today, in the name of the Lord Jesus, the Lord will rescue you out. The Lord will bring you out in the name of the Lord Jesus. The Lord is going to bring you out in Jesus' name. And many of us also, because of the situation that we find ourselves in the nation, in the world, we have sold ourselves out. And we have sold ourselves out to the essence that we have given the authority, the rule. We have sold it out and we have given it back to the enemy, to the devil. And the enemy will be continue to ask. And you want to say, oh, I'm not part of the kingdoms. I belong to only one kingdom. That is kingdom of Jesus. But the enemy is saying, is asking you, where did you have the power? Where did you have the authority? The enemy is always looking for where there is power and authority. Rule, authority, and power. Where all these things are not in existence, the enemy takes over. By the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, today, I pray that the Lord Almighty will restore all of us who have lost our rule, our authority, and power. Because of the situation in the nation, we have compromised. We have sold ourselves out. We have allowed fear to steal our authority. We have allowed trauma, pains, loneliness to steal our authority. But in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, God of restoration is here. He's going to restore your authority back in the name of Jesus Christ. He's going to restore your power back in the kingdom in the name of Jesus Christ. In the book of, in the book of Luke, chapter 20, verse 20, Luke 20:20. The Bible talks about, and they watched him. They were watching Jesus. You see, the enemy is there to watch. He's looking, he's watching what you are doing. Even in your closet, where you are, in your room, in your house, he's watching. And what is he watching for? He's look at it. And they watch him and send forth spies, which should find themselves just men, that they might take hold of his words. That so they might deliver him unto the power and authority of the governor. That is the power and authority of the enemy. Until the enemy sees you, that you are going contrary to the kingdom you believe, is watching and is begin to watch over your life. Wherever you are in the whole world now, maybe because of the situation around, nobody sees you. You do not have time to go to the church again. Nobody is encouraging. So you are taking another step. You are joining some people. You are doing some things that are funny. And the enemy is watching. Do not allow him to hand you over to the one who has power and authority of the governor. That is the devil. He is watching. He wants to deliver. Deliver. He was watching Jesus. He was watching him. Watching him. So that they will find a way to deliver him to the one who has power and God and authority. And by the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, if the enemy has delivered you to the enemy for torment, today the power of the Lord is going to rescue you out. And then the power of the Most High God will deliver you. He that deliver Paul from the mouth of the lion will deliver you. He will deliver you. You will not be swallowed up. In the name of the Lord Jesus. As we pray now, the first prayer I'm going to ask you to pray before we begin to minister, you know, diverse things within the next few minutes, is you're going to pray one thing. Wherever you think you've lost the authority, you said you are a child of God, but you've lost the authority, you've lost the power, and the enemy is no more, fearful about you because of Jesus that lives in you. And you are the one that is afraid every time with the devil. You're afraid. Want to say, Lord, today I've lost my authority. I've lost my privilege and decree that you have given to me, that you have conferred on me. I've lost it. I'm pleading for mercy. The privilege and the decree and your power that you have released upon me, at one time or the other, I've lost this, oh God. I miss my life, these issues, Lord. Lord, please forgive me. I'm coming back to the kingdom. I'm coming back to the kingdom. In the name of the Lord Jesus, I come back to the kingdom. I come back to the kingdom. In the name of the Lord Jesus, Lord, I repent of all. I repent and I cry for the mercy. I cry for the mercy that flow from your presence through the grace that come by the blood of the everlasting covenant. I come unto you in the name of Jesus, that in the name of the Lord Jesus you'll be gracious unto me. Let the blood of the Lamb of God cleanse me. Let the blood of Jesus cleanse me. Let the blood of Jesus wash me clean in the name of the Lord Jesus. Purify my spirit, my soul, and body in the name of the Lord Jesus. And I renounce the work of darkness. I renounce and I divorce the devil. Right now, I declare I'm no more part of your kingdom. I run away from you in the name of the Lord Jesus. I leave the kingdoms. I have come to the kingdom that cannot be destroyed. I've come to the kingdom that crush and paralyze and break the power of the wicked. I've come to the kingdom, the holy kingdom, where righteousness reigns, where truth reigns, where righteousness and obedience reign, where the fear of God reigns. I've come here to the kingdom where Jesus, the Son of God, is the owner, the kingdom that Jesus conferred upon me. I come back to reach in the name of Jesus. I come back to reach. I come back to this kingdom. kingdom. In the name of Jesus, I hope you are praying wherever you are. I hope you are praying. I hope you are praying. You must be restored back. 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 The Lord must restore you back. He must restore your first love. He must restore your love, your fire back. In the name of Jesus, Lord, in the name of the Lord Jesus, let there be restoration. Cry that the Lord will restore you back. 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 By the name of Jesus, restore my love. Restore my strength. Restore my grace. Restore the grace back. Restore the power back. In the name of Jesus. Oh Lord, I have diminished. I have been reduced. By good day, I cry that you will restore me back. You will restore your strength back. Restore your anointing back upon my life. In the name of Jesus. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Would like to say with me again and say, Father, by the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I receive a fresh appetite for your presence. I receive a fresh appetite, Lord, for you. Lord Jesus Christ, help me, help my heart and my spirit to long for you. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we like to tell the Lord, we like to ask the Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ, let there be a appetite, let there be an appetite within me, let there be a yearning, let there be an appetite, let there be a love, let there be a sincere love, in the name of the Lord Jesus. Yes, Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ, let there be an appetite, let there my heart be hungry, be hungry, let my spirit be thirsty for you, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, thank you, Jesus. I receive this appetite in the name of Jesus. Blessed be thy name forevermore. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Amen. Like to say up with me, Heavenly Father, I come in the name of your Son Jesus Christ. I come under the covering of your righteousness, Jesus, that came through the blood of everlasting covenants. I hold the power of truth, which is the word, which is sharper and powerful than any two-edged sword. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I declare every kingdom that is contrary over my life today, in the name of the Lord Jesus, I bring them to total destruction. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, kingdom of affliction, kingdom of failure, kingdom that have been orchestrated from the pit of hell. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, manipulated from acts of wickedness. All kingdoms that bring hardship, that bring distresses, that bring failure. All kingdoms that bring pains, that bring nightmares. All this kingdom that brings trauma, that brings fear and tension in my life, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I bring them to destruction. I command by the reason of the power of the Lord Jesus Christ, I shatter them, I overrule them, I break off, in the name of Jesus Christ. I raise the word of life against them. I raise the word and the blood of the covenant in the name of Jesus against them, in the name of Jesus Christ. Every spirit of the kingdom spirit that is saying all is gone for your life, and that is making you to think otherwise, thinking about suicide, thinking about what we be, what we done, all those things, they are operations that are sent from the kingdoms by the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. All manner of depression, all manner of tension, all manner of trauma, all manner of weaknesses, all manner of loneliness, all manner of pains, all manner of plan, begin to destroy, begin to bring them to destruction, begin to crush them down, begin to break them in the name of the Lord Jesus. They are all activities of the kingdom. They are all activities of the kingdoms, kingdoms from the kingdom of darkness. Bring them to destruction, break their hold, break their cancer upon their life today in the name of the Lord Jesus. Liberate yourself, you are set free. Oh, the kingdom of the fear of coronavirus, all the power that is making you to be fearful of disease and affliction, and you cannot move out, you cannot talk, you cannot see anybody, you can say that today they are orchestrated from the power of the kingdom to begin to be under torment. By the name of Jesus, I declare freedom unto you today. I declare liberty unto you today. I declare freedom. I command the yoke to be broken. The yoke of other kingdom upon you, they are broken upon you. The rule of the kingdom of the darkness, they are broken upon you. The authority of the kingdom of the wicked, they are broken upon you. The power of the kingdom of the wicked, they are broken upon you. In the name of Jesus. Se katalaba. Zendaya. Meria kala kataya kala kala kataya. Meria pro kotoria. Jema sakara kataya kata. Address. Every arrow of the wicked, every arrow and messenger of devil hovering over your life, any evil that is hovering over their life, by the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, their operation from the kingdom, their operation from the kingdom, demolish the power of the kingdom in the name of Jesus Christ. Render their power powerless in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, everything the enemy has said to execute over your life, every destruction, they overtake them by the name of the Lord Jesus. Every affliction, by the name of the Lord Jesus. Every infirmity, every poverty, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, you can just decree, begin to break, begin to paralyze, destroy all the workings, destroy all the power in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Broko Sataya. In Jesus' name we have prayed.
Amen.
We have said kingdom operates by rule, by power, and by authority. And when you are looking at this, that is how our Lord Jesus Christ, he was working with rule, was working with authority, he was working with power. Because his kingdom is above all. And by the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, you're going to pray with me again. Heavenly Father, by the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I enter into the fullness of the kingdom. The kingdom that is indestructible. The kingdom of my Lord and my Savior Jesus Christ, which our God gave unto our Lord Jesus. I enter into this kingdom and I live in this kingdom, because this kingdom is far above other kingdoms. It's beyond the reach. It's beyond the reach of coronavirus. Is beyond the reach of affliction. Is beyond the reach of disaster is beyond the reach of premature death. It's beyond the reach of poverty. So therefore, in the name of Jesus, I decree by the power of the kingdom that everything the enemy has planned over my life, I overtake them and I destroy them in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Will I go ahead and pray? Just pray by the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. The power of the kingdom of Christ is above all. The power of the kingdom, even if you have been sold, even if you have been sold to the kingdom of darkness, even you have been traded. If anyone has been traded into the kingdom, you have been traded. Enemy is trafficking. They are merchandising your destiny. They are merchandising your destiny. And that is why you are confused. You do not know what to do. You plan to wear this year, but it appears it cannot be possible. You know, you plan to move out. You plan to travel out. It appears it cannot be possible. It has been because of the trafficking, the oppression of the wicked, the oppression of all different kingdoms colliding together, working together. But there is a kingdom above them, and that kingdom, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, overpower them, destroy them, in the name of the Lord Jesus.
Baba kampa rindo koko skompo shimpa li baba raando saiba baba kantraliba rinde keske boshka imba baba skamba raando koko branda kakas kamba shiba bakas kamba rando koko skombo raanda kas kamba shantaliba kusagbara tu dabiti Jesu. Kusagbara to dabiti baba. Kusagbara to dabiti Jesu. Agbara, agbara, agbara to jagbara lo. Kusagbara to dabiti Jesu. Kusagbara, kusagbara to dabiti baba. Kusagbara, kusagbara to dabiti Jesu. Agbara, agbara, agbara to jagbara. Talking about the kingdom, the power, the authority, and the rulership that is available in the kingdom of the Lord. As we want to round up this session, I want to emphasize that you should know that if there's any other kingdom that exercising rulership over the situation of your life contrary to the purpose and the counsel of the Lord, the kingdom of the Lord will rise against such kingdoms and set you free today in the mighty name of Jesus. Open your Bible with me, and I will be glad if you can read it in NIV, New International Version. 2 Samuel chapter 3, verse 9 to 10. The conflict of kingdoms and the overthrow of kingdom and establishment of kingdom. 2 Samuel chapter 3. I read from NIV. I will read verses 9 and 10.
May God deal with Habna. It was Habna here that was speaking. Be it ever so severely, if I do not do for David what the Lord promised him on oath. Listen, let's pause before we go to verse 10. What the Lord promised David on oath. There was a promise to David. There was a purpose of God for David. There was a counsel of God for David. But then there was a kingdom that aborted the purpose, the counsel, and the will of God for David. This thing was similarly aborted. A kingdom was reigning contrary to the counsel of God. And so David could not live to fulfill the promise of God for his life as long as that kingdom was in power. Remember the Lord had promised, the scepter shall not depart from Judah. But as it were, scepter at this point in time had departed from Judah. And so Saul by default became king. And so the authority that was not right was upon David. But then the Lord transferred the kingdom. The Lord, you see, by orchestrated high wire conspiracy by the devil, David was living in a way that he could not fulfill the promise of God. But then God orchestrated another thing in the heavenlies. I speak into your life this morning. I speak into your situation today. Every high wire orchestrated conspiracy against your destiny, against your purpose, against your mission, against your vision, Lord, today I bring them down. I overthrow them in the mighty name of Jesus. So the Lord orchestrated an overthrow of the kingdom that was aborting the purpose of God for David. Say, and that was Abner. Abner was the man that Saul was using to oppress David and the house of David. But then God raised up his own orchestration. He orchestrated something new. And he said, may God deal with Abner, be it ever so severely, if I do not do for David what the Lord promised him on oath, which he knew all along. They knew all along that David had there's a promise of God regarding his life, but wickedness will not allow them to allow that to happen. But God will not allow it to continue. Amen. Whatever is happening in your life, contrary to the counsel and the purpose of God, I speak with the anointing of the living God this morning. I speak by the authority in the name of the Lord. And I say, everything that is happening contrary to the counsel and the purpose of God in your life, by the authority in the name of the Lord, I disallow it to continue. Right now, in the mighty name of Jesus. I say today, I terminate. And I say, it shall not continue. In the mighty name of Jesus. Now look verse 10 quickly, and verse 10 of that second Samuel chapter 3. And transfer, hallelujah, and transfer the kingdom from the house of Saul, and establish David's throne over Israel and Judah, from Dan to Beersheba, hallelujah. From Israel to Judah. Not is not the, by the time the Lord transferred the authority by the heavenly orchestration, David was no longer going to rule over a fractional Israel. He was going to rule both over Judah and over Israel, from Dan to Beersheba. Hallelujah. I speak unto your situation this morning. The Lord is going to transfer
power from every kingdom that's ruling over your life, and we establish his purpose and his counsel for your life in the mighty name of Jesus. Now speak with a loud voice. Call on God that this morning you are asking for a transfer of authority, a transfer of power from any authority that is ruling, that is ready, contrary to the counsel of God, regarding any situation of your life in the mighty name of Jesus. If you are sick, that's the authority of sickness, authority of the devil, it is contrary to the counsel of God. Ask for the transfer of that authority. If you are depressed, you are thinking of committing suicide, you are feeling low, you are feeling unhappy, that is a wrong authority ruling over your life. Ask for the transfer of that authority now in the mighty name of Jesus. Dethrone that power, dethrone that kingdom in the mighty name of Jesus. If you are stagnated in life, if you are head down, you are head in bondage, that is a wrong authority ruling and reigning over your life. Decree and declare that that authority must be transferred in the mighty name of Jesus. If there is a promise of God for your life and the enemy is holding to it, it is being delayed, it has seen, it's being denied, that's a wrong authority. Now ask God this morning, cry unto God, and I trust God to honor this moment, to honor this prayer, to honor this request, that authority will be transferred right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Man tali baba kaskamba. Lekes Kemposhka Indi Mandise Ki Pauli Baba Skanda Rente Kuski Baba Randis Ki Baba Skanda Rende Skopos Kai Paliba Reke Kuko Skopoliba Renge Skupa La Iyeguska Papa Randise Ke Polibaba Randu Sokopopo Skandalaba Ima Skandalaba Raba Sandalaba Emomoko Skomposhintiliba Ranga supo poko skupu rende kuskaba rende keke skamba mas kampa papa ranga gaga gaga ga shampaliga ranga gaga skampa laba ranga gaga shampaliga ranga gaga skampa laga shampalaga
by that noise. Jesus, praise the Lord.
By the Holy Ghost and power, just as the prophet said, this is the day of the latter rain. God is moving in his power again. By the anointing, Jesus, praise the Lord. It's not by man, oh, by my spirit, said the Lord. Every mountain shall be removed.
Heavenly Father, I stand before you this morning through the agency of the blood of Jesus. I stand upon the authority of your word. I stand upon the rock of ages. I speak with the anointing you have poured upon my head. I draw from the resources available at the throne of grace. And I declare this morning, all those who are part of this service, those who are listening now, those who are watching now on YouTube, on Zoom, on audio, on Instagram, on Facebook,
whatever channel they are using to listen or to watch, Lord, I speak into their lives. Let whatever mountain, whatever they are seeing as mountain before them, let them give way right now. In the mighty name of Jesus. Every kingdom that might be ruling already in any department of their life, contrary to the purpose and the counsel of God, every authority that has been delaying the promises of God, every authority that has not allowed them to enjoy the fullness of the promises of God for their lives, this morning, this time, by the anointing of the Holy Spirit, I overthrow and I destroy those kingdoms in the mighty name of Jesus. I command a transfer of power, of authority, of dominion unto these your people who are listening or watching right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Those who desire freedom, I decree liberty. Those who desire joy, I decree lifting. Those who desire children, I decree the opening of the womb. Those who desire marriage, I decree a breakthrough. Those who desire progress, I decree prosperity. Those who desire advancement, I decree progress. Those who desire health, I decree healing. In the mighty name of Jesus. The Lord will reach you now. The Lord will touch you now. The Lord will minister to you now. The Lord will attend to your situation right now. In the mighty name of Jesus. It does not matter where you are now. It does not matter who you are now. I speak in the mighty name of Jesus. Receive the touch of God in your situation, in your condition, right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we thank you. Father, we bless your name. In Jesus' name we are praying. Praise the Lord. Praise the living Jesus.